It's stupid.
It's pointless.
It's irrelevant.
It's Things That Matter with Mike and Nev. Welcome to the show, everybody. It's Things That Matter with Mike and Nev. I'm Nevin Barich. He's Michael Feldman. Things That Matter with Mike and Nev can be found exclusively at mikeandnev.blogspot.com. Mike, how's that crossword puzzle you're doing coming?
I started it.
It's nice to know that you're doing a crossword puzzle during a podcast.
I was just looking at it while you were playing the music.
You were looking at the words and trying to figure out the answers while we're recording.
There's downtime.
This is downtime? Is that what you're saying?
No. During the music. I was just glancing
at it. There's like 3 seconds of downtime.
And that's what I did. I looked at it briefly. It's over now. Look, listen. You see this?
I've seen this crossword book? Yeah.
Yeah. All right. It's still over there. There you go. There you go.
But by the way, your crossword puzzle kind of flew on the floor.
I know. It's okay.
I never got crossword puzzles.
Okay.
I don't understand the appeal of them. Maybe because I can't do them very well.
Yeah, maybe that's what it is.
Which is sad because I'm a writer. I'm a word guy. You would think I would know these,
but I don't. It's all about practice. It's all about just doing them, learning the rules, getting used to the patterns. Oh, there are all kinds of little things.
Such as,
for example, if you see a clue, right, that's plural, the answer will also be plural.
For example,
if you see a clue that says
monkeys,
men, that says men,
okay,
right on it, it will not be guy. It will be guys.
Okay,
that kind of thing.
Good rule.
Yes.
Okay. Tell me some more rules.
Okay. It always has to. The tenses have to agree. So, for example, if you see something that says he did that yesterday, it's a terrible clue, but he did that yesterday. Or no, that's not a good way to put it. Faxed.
Facts, okay.
And so the answer would be like sent.
Okay.
Maybe.
Not sends.
Right. Or send. Or
gotcha.
Send.
Gotcha.
Exactly. That's another one.
So tenses, okay?
Yep. That's
any others?
One. I mean, there are lots.
Okay.
I don't think you want to make the entire podcast about the crossword rules.
Well, okay, though. Let's not make the entire podcast about the podcast. I can't even say it now.
Okay.
Podcast about the podcast
see,
rules
was,
and crossword
see,
rules.
See, I'm on point here. Just because I looked at the crossword rules over 3 seconds doesn't mean, you know.
You're on point because I made it the point.
Fine.
because I took
Dang.
It. I called you out and said, you're doing a crossword while we're recording. Okay, wait a minute.
All right,
if
fine.
You're thinking.
What
you're,
was this originally going to be about?
I don't even know.
Okay.
I don't even know. But
okay.
Here's the thing.
Yeah.
If you were looking at the crossword puzzle and thinking about what the answer might be, that to me is doing a crossword puzzle, even if you're not actually writing something down at the time.
Okay, fine.
Okay?
Okay.
Can we agree on that?
Sure.
So can we agree?
Shake hands? Shake hands.
So we agree.
We just shook hands on the air, guys.
Yeah. We shook hands to agree that you were goofing off during the podcast.
Fine.
Okay.
I'll take that.
Okay.
I'll be a man and own up to
that. Okay.
Okay.
You know, we're going to find you.
Where?
No.
Like, when? I mean, how? I thought you said find me for a second. I was like, I'm right here. I'm right
Where is
here.
Michael?
Yes.
Are you here?
You're going to find me?
I can't hear you.
How are you going to... Who's going to find me?
I'm going to find you.
You're... What? What do we need to do? Like, buy you a milkshake? Like, what do you... Like, what...
You know what's funny?
Okay.
I was going to ask, like, a simple, like, you know, $5 or $6 monetary fine, but I'll take a milkshake. Actually, that sounds pretty good.
There is a Wendy's right around here.
Okay.
All right.
So you'll take me out for
fine.
A milkshake.
Let's
as,
do
as
it.
You're fine. Okay,
Let's
cool.
Do it.
After the show.
Sure.
Very nice.
Very good.
Very cool.
Okay.
You know what I did a few days ago?
What did you... Oh, hey, now we're getting to the actual podcast.
Okay.
Boy, 4 minutes into it. Okay, yeah, sure. Yeah, Nevin, what did you do the other day? Man.
Wait, we've
been doing this together too long.
I know,
like,
seriously.
Each other's minds. Okay, yeah.
Wait, actually, real quick.
Yeah.
There was that movie about the crossword puzzle.
Yes,
like wordplay. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Bill Clinton does it, and John Stewart does his crossword.
Yes.
And these crazy crossword competitions.
Oh, yeah.
That they're like big time. There's money in those.
Oh, absolutely. Well, yeah. Oh, yeah. There's money. I mean, it's... Yeah, there's actually one that's going to be coming to Los Angeles pretty soon.
Really?
Yeah. It's actually right next to where I live. It's at, like, LMU.
Loyola Marymount University.
Excuse me.
for our non-Los Angeles
sorry,
listeners.
Sorry, guys. But no, it's right near a college right next to me. So it'll be pretty fun.
Are you going to compete?
I'm going to try, probably.
Really?
Yeah, I'm not going to do well, but I'm going to try. It'll be fun.
Are you good enough in crossword puzzles
yes.
to...
Yes.
Really?
I've the fastest... Time I've solved one in under 4.5 minutes.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Monday one. I mean the easiest one. That's another thing. Another rule, by the way. And but we're totally stalling about what you did the other day.
It's not even important
anymore. Which is that Monday the puzzles get harder as the week goes on.
So Tuesday's harder than Monday.
No. Oh yes. I'm sorry. Yes, Monday is the easiest, and it gets progressively harder. And then Saturday is the absolute hardest.
What about Sunday?
Sunday, what it is it's a bigger puzzle.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, it's like twice the size of a normal or something like that.
But Saturday is harder than Sunday.
Yes, Sunday goes down to about a Thursday level of difficulty.
Really?
Yes,
wow.
I always love that. But yes, so there you go.
Interesting. Good to know.
Yep.
Michael Feldman competing at the Los Angeles Crossword Championships at Loyola Marymount University. Very exciting.
We'll let you know what happens.
So guess what I did the other day?
What did you do the other day?
I shot hockey pucks at Staples Center
now,
on the ice.
I want to say before we go into this that Nevin and I have made an enormous amount of fun of hockey on this podcast throughout the ages.
throughout the time
we've had this podcast. And wow.
Yes.
That's kind of cool.
It was
kind of
cool.
I feel bad saying that because of how much fun we've made of hockey, but that's kind of fun.
Nevin, how
did you get a chance to shoot hockey pucks at Staples Center?
I'm glad you asked. It was actually pretty simple. I pretended that I was interested in purchasing a $350,000 suite. And because of the tough economic times, when Staples Center heard this, they immediately said, "Well, you know what? Let's take you and some of your friends, and we'll give you a tour free of charge."
Did they do a credit check?
They should have.
Yes,
they should have.
Okay.
And they would have found that I couldn't even afford a good crossword puzzle book.
They could. Yeah, exactly. Okay, right.
So actually, they thought my company was interested in purchasing a luxury box at Staples Center, and one of the things they tried to do to entice us was to take us out onto the ice before a LA Kings game and actually shoot some pucks over near center ice.
Wow.
And I discovered something, and I did not realize there are left-handed hockey sticks.
I didn't know that either.
I did not know this because what was happening was there were I'm a decently athletic person.
Yes.
And I didn't play, you know, high school or college sports.
Right.
But I work out regularly.
Right.
You know, I've played tennis, I've played baseball, basketball,
right,
football, etc. So I consider myself decently athletic. And you know, there were people with me who were you know, let's say far older. You know, maybe in not as good shape or in similar shape. And they were hitting the puck pretty good.
Okay.
And then I would go to swing, and it would travel about 3 feet.
Yeah.
And it was embarrassing.
Yeah.
And I could not figure out why. And I'm hitting it for the life of me, only to find out later that I was using a right-handed hockey stick.
Interesting.
It's about the curve. And I wasn't aware. Because, you know, in baseball.
Oh, it's about the curve.
It's about the curve
not about the
stick.
Oh.
And because, you know, in baseball, there obviously are left and right-handed gloves.
Right.
But there are not, you know, left and right-handed bats.
That would not make sense. But but in baseball, obviously, you decide what side of the plate you stand on.
Right.
Yeah, and that just makes up for it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay, right.
It's the way you stand.
That's easy, yeah.
So I was trying to stand left-handed on the ice, but using a right-handed stick, and it didn't do well. But I did score some goals.
Hey, okay.
You know, revolutionizing the way the game is played. And get this,
okay,
during the game,
yep,
I saw a fight. I saw a fight. We were talking about this a few weeks ago.
Yes, we were.
And I will say this, because I if I remember correctly, I bashed hockey fights.
Yeah.
Because saying it was really just controlled madness.
Yeah.
But it was fun to watch.
You
I'm
know,
not going to lie to you.
That's the thing. It's you know, okay, one of my favorite television shows is Pardon the Interruption,
mm-hmm,
you know, on ESPN. I just love the show. And it's funny that the two of them completely disagree about this, about hockey fights, because they're talking about banning them, or at least severely, you know, making it like a huge penalty if you,
mm-hmm,
get into more than one fight in a game or something.
Right.
You know, and one of the hosts, Mike Wilbon, is like completely against fighting in hockey. Just completely, you know, thinks, mm-hmm, it just makes it almost barbaric in a way. Whereas, you know, the other host, Tony Kornheiser, thinks it's great entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, why not? You know. So now here's my question to you that they asked. Do you think other sports would be more entertaining if there were just fights randomly?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I do.
I agree.
I seeing
yes.
it now,
yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
I think seeing baseball should have more random fights.
Yeah.
Now, football has a lot of random fights anyway, but they have pads, so it's not as much fun.
And the thing we don't get on from sports watching it on TV is all the trash talking that's going on.
Oh, yeah.
Which is ridiculous. I mean, I know we just had that, you know, there was that thing a couple weeks ago with, like, the Kobe Bryant Ron Artest,
mm-hmm,
you know, thing,
right,
that whole thing. But that's rare that you hear about that,
mm-hmm,
you know. But I think that, you know, especially, like, in football, you hear about it all the time.
So if you hear the trash talking, the fights actually make more sense.
Exactly.
So if we can kind of be piped into that a little bit, then I think people who are against fighting would change their tune a little bit
exactly.
more. So I'm changing my tune now.
Okay.
I'm into hockey there fights. I think it's awesome.
Yeah.
Throw those kidney punches, guys.
Yep.
Great entertainment.
Good stuff.
We always encourage letters from our listeners, and you can write us in a couple of ways. Leave us a comment at mikeandnev@blogspot.com or
at yahoo.com, I think, is what you meant.
Oh, so okay. Let's try
it again.
Wait, no, you know what? I know I did. I added an at. Okay. I should have added a dot.
You know, that's the internet. It's so ridiculous.
I know.
What's up with the internet?
It's all over the place. It really is. It's gotten out of control.
God,
we have to
bring
this up. Come on. More regulation.
Yeah.
Leave us a comment at mikeandnev.blogspot.com or send us an email to mikeandnev@yahoo.com.
What happened to www? You notice that? It's gone. It's all like
it
just mikeandnev.blogspot.com.
It is gone.
That's what throws us off.
You know what it is? You don't need to type it in anymore.
I know.
And so actually, the rare times you do,
yeah.
I'm confused.
Yeah.
When the website doesn't work,
yeah.
I don't know what to do.
Right.
I always forget about the www.
It's crazy.
It is nuts.
Anyways, what's our letter for today?
Our letter today is from Phil in Connecticut,
hey.
Who apparently is a high school teacher.
Okay.
And
wow.
he,
yeah. High school teachers listen to
this? A high school teacher listens
wow.
to this, and he has a concern. A concern about our show.
Oh, no.
Phil in Connecticut writes, "Dear Mike and Nev, I've listened to a few of your shows now, and I'm concerned about something." He actually uses the word concern, Mike.
That's okay. That points to him being concerned.
Right. So,
yeah, okay, yeah.
He
Good.
Says, "I'm concerned about something."
Okay.
"You never talk about reading on your show."
Oh, wow.
"Too few people today
oh, wow.
read. Can you talk about reading? Because a lot of people listen to you. And it's important to be a role model."
Wow.
And that's from Phil in Connecticut. Mike, do you want to talk about reading?
No.
Neither do I. Okay, then.
All right.
Cool. No. Well, that's going to do it for
okay.
this week's episode of Things That Matter with Mike and Nev. Keep checking us out at mikeandnev.blogspot.com. For Michael Felvin, I'm Nevin Barich. It's the Things That Matter. Burn books!